You just heard the Budapest Festival Orchestra with Ivan Fischer conducting Dvorak's Slavonic Dance, number 2 in E minor, opus 72. Here on a Tuesday afternoon, you're with The Oasis. It's the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Idyllic, rural, and quintessentially Canadian, each year, the Fourth Line Theatre Company presents Canadian plays written by and about Canadians. Small town stories or broad national sagas that touch a nerve in all of us. For 28 seasons, Fourth Line Theatre has been bringing history to life on the barnyard stages of a rustic fifth-generation farm in Millbrook, Ontario, between Peterborough and Port Hope. Since the early 90s, the company has developed and presented 32 original plays based on regional history and culture, all presented on the farm in the picturesque barnyard. Fourth Line Theatre's mandate is to preserve and promote our Canadian cultural heritage through the development and presentation of regionally based, environmentally staged historical dramas. The latest is a piece set in 1937, a play that follows the struggles of a family trying to hold on to a farm during the Great Depression. Joining me this afternoon to give us an overview of Carmel is from the company, the Fourth Line Theatre founder, Robert Winslow. And I want to say welcome. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I want to get into this latest production, but Robert, tell me what you had in mind when you put this company together. Don't say it nearly 30 years ago. My goodness.
Well, we were going to do a play that I had developed about the early settlement in the 1800s and conflict between Irish Catholics and Irish Protestants who were settling in my area. And that was what we were going to do, this one play now, about this topic.
Now, you were from the region. Your family goes way back in the region.
Yes.
Was this always of interest to you, just the history?
It was growing up, because I grew up in an area where it was kind of odd. Like, how come there aren't any Catholic people around here?
Okay.
and so I started researching the background of the Orange Order and the conflicts that were brought over from Ireland. And I dug up this story about this gang of vigilantes that discouraged Catholic people from coming to that township. This is in the 1820s, 1830s.
And pretty fascinating stuff.
I can understand
why you wanted to dig in.
It is. Yeah. It was unusual for those feelings. And those feelings were still there even in the 1960s and 70s and 80s in Millbrook. I remember one of the popes died in the... And the fellow who was worked at the local town hall didn't want to lower the flag and stuff. So this was stuff that was still happening, even though most of the world had moved on from those prejudices.
So you wanted to tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
You told it.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know...
They want another story. I remember that discussion, like, what are we going to do next? And
right.
We developed a play about Catherine Partrail and Susanna Moody living in that area in the 1830s and 40s. And then we started looking for other plays and other stories, and I kept writing them, and we got other people to write them, and it just kind of burgeoned.
And 20, as you say, 28 summers later, here we are.
Here we are, still going with the same mandate. Yeah.
So give us a feel for what we experience when we arrive at the site, because it is very specific and perfect for a summertime.
Yeah, I was just looking at the back of our brochure, and that's my home. And I think when people go there, they feel a sense of home in the sense that it's a rural setting, and it reminds people of a time gone by, of a time when farming was the predominant thing in the culture rather than urban living. And it relaxes people.
Yeah.
We people come around 4 and we have picnics and we have an area where people eat and have food and have family reunions. And when you sit in the open air, you see the audience, you see the performers, the sun's still up, the birds are flying, the wind's blowing. It's a really great place to do theater, I think.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. So Carmel, your co-playwright, director,
mm-hmm.
You specialize, as you talked about, in these Canadian stories, these regional stories. Mm-hmm. Why tell this one?
This is a little bit personal, a little bit not personal. A local man who'd been in the Peterborough Farmers Market for 60 years. I interviewed him shortly before he died when he was about 94, and he told me the story of his family who lived in Carmel Line, which is just south of where the theater is, and the struggles they had hanging on to their farm and the struggles in within their own family and some of the economic and personal challenges they faced. And I've always been really interested in how people cope during the Great Depression.
Of course.
And the values are so different than they are now. And
Hard to imagine.
Even like what $100 meant in 1937 as to what it means now.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do a play about family and struggle, but also, you know, the humor that's there as well as the sadness. It's just, it's what life is. It's a combination of those.
And I think we forget with all our comforts that there's a richness that we miss out on when family is that close and we have to work together. And
many generations, I mean, I don't think there was such a thing as an old folks home at that time.
Right.
People lived in the homes until death. And so you had multi-generations living together.
How should we plan to visit the Fourth Line? What should we consider as we get organized and want to take it?
Give yourself enough time to get there.
Sure. Number one.
Coming from Toronto, you're coming like, if you leave in rush hour, you might have, because our plays go on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So you want to give yourselves a good amount of time. And I think when you come there, you should avail yourself of our different options, like being able to picnic and the different food providers and just to soak up the environment. So I would say, you know, get there a little early, maybe 4:35, and then by 5:20, everybody's getting lined up to go in. We've been selling out, so, you know, people want to get there early enough to get in because it's general seating, so you want to get the best seat you can.
Right, of course. Yeah. So give yourself time for the true experience.
Yeah, like slow down and give yourself time.
That's so great, and it just sounds fantastic. Carmel runs through August 31st, and as you point out, it's been selling out, so act now. Fourthlinetheater.on.ca, and I'll give that to you again, the number 4th. linetheater.on.ca for info. And Robert, really a pleasure to meet you, and continued success. Hopefully another 28 seasons.
I hope the theater will be there, yes.
You're listening to The New Class.